also in chapter 4 now, we have the memorial stones. For instance, I'll begin reading that. It came to pass when all the people were clean passed over Jordan that the Lord spake unto Joshua, saying, take you 12 men out of the people, out of every tribe of man, and command ye them, saying, take you hence out of the midst of Jordan, out of the place where the priest's feet stood firm, 12 stones, and ye shall carry them over, and you'll leave them in the lodging place where ye shall lodge this night. Now, those 12 stones were taken over to the west side of Jordan. They were made of memorial stones, by the way. And now we are told also that, verse 8, and the children of Israel did so as Joshua commanded, took up the 12 stones out of the midst of Jordan, as the Lord spake unto Joshua, according to the number of the tribe of the children of Israel, carried them over with them unto the place where they lodged and laid them down. Now, they not only took 12 stones out of Jordan, put them on the other side, and those stones, by the way, speak of the resurrection of Christ. And Joshua set up 12 stones in the midst of Jordan, in the place where the feet of the priest stood that bare the Ark of the Covenant stood, and they were there unto this day. That is, at the time Joshua wrote that, those stones were down there. They were taken from the west bank of the Jordan. They were put down in the river where the priest had stood. That speaks of the death of Christ. That ark speaks of Christ. Now, how did they cross over? They crossed over by the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Those stones that were to be seen on the other side reveals God's power. They speak of grace, that Christ is today at the right hand of God. And then these other stones, unseen stones, they are the stones that were not seen. They were there, though, in Joshua's day. God sees these, and you and I reckon on these. And that speaks actually of the law. Christ died for us, because you and I stood guilty before God. And those stones speak of his death, and the waters of death passed over. The crossing of the Jordan River does not represent the believer's death. It represents Christ's death, and you and I appropriate it and enter in today into the heavenlies, and ultimately it'll bring us into heaven only by the death and burial and resurrection of Christ. Paul said, this is the gospel which I preached unto you, that which you heard, that which you trust, that which will save you. And friends, it's only that today. Now, it's through the death and resurrection of Christ. And you and I, by faith now, we cross over that Jordan and we enter the Canaan. We enter the heavenlies, where we live down here and lay hold to spiritual blessings. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above where Christ is. Now, I'm mentioning this book, Have You Crossed Over Jordan? I've just touched these things today, but it is available for those that support our program. We generally mention it at the end of the study of a book, but since we're here, I'm mentioning it to you today. This man, Joshua, did something that's very meaningful for us today, and it became meaningful for them, of course. They took out 12 stones out of the Jordan, the bed of the Jordan River. They took them to the West Bank, and they put them up as a memorial that the coming generations might know what had happened. Then they took 12 stones that were on the bank and put them down in the water. Now, the 12 stones that they put down in the water speak actually of the death of Christ. The unseen stones, God sees these. We reckon on them. And they speak of the law, but the law you and I could not keep. In the waters of death, the law brought death. It was a ministration of death. But Christ has borne that judgment death for you and me on the cross. Now, he has come forth in newness of life, and those stones that came forth, they speak of God's power and the grace of God. For Christ is at the right hand of God today, and we come to him. Now, it is by this that you and I are enabled to enter today into Canaan, that is, into the heavenlies, and to live for God in these days in which we live. Now, we have here that stated in Romans. This is a great truth for us. Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? That is, when we came by faith and trusted him, we were identified. We were put into the body of Christ. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, by identification into death. When he died, we died. That like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Now, the only way you can go in and possess spiritual blessings, Paul made it clear in Ephesians. He says, he beseeches, it's not a command, but he says, I beseech you as the prisoner of the Lord that you walk worthy of the high calling by which you're called. And today, that is a noble walk. It's to walk in the unity of the Spirit. Now, when a child of God does this, meets God's demands, then these great spiritual blessings are ours today. But the crossing of the Jordan is not the death of the believer. We don't stand on Jordan's stormy banks. He did. And death and crossed over, and he did for you and me. What a message is there, my beloved. Now, if you will notice, verse 19, the people came up out of the Jordan on the 10th day of the first month and encamped in Gilgal in the east border of Jericho. And those 12 stones which they took out of Jordan did Joshua pitch in Gilgal. And he spoke unto the children of Israel, saying, when your children shall ask their fathers in time to come, saying, what mean these stones? Then ye shall let your children know, saying, Israel came over this Jordan on dry land. Certainly, if you carry the spiritual lesson on out as it is here, what you do would be to teach your children the gospel. That's the business, I think, of parents, to give the children the gospel. And there's no privilege like the privilege that a parent has of leading a child to a saving knowledge of Christ. My wife had the privilege of leading our daughter to the Lord. I did not. She was the one. And we believe that parents are the ones to do that. Now, will you notice? Then ye shall let your children know, saying, Israel came over this Jordan on dry land. For the Lord your God dried up the waters of Jordan from before you until you were passed over, as the Lord your God did to the Red Sea, which he dried up from before us until we were gone over, that all the people of the earth might know the hand of the Lord, that it is mighty, that ye might fear the Lord your God forever. And he did it for your benefit and mine, for the people of the earth. There's a message here for you and me today, and it's a very wonderful message, by the way.